Thanksgiving, really nice day with sunshine and a high of 54.
Yeah, a little cold front this weekend, but for travel to Thanksgiving destinations, not so bad.
Coming back
here
home
locally,
either.
Yeah. So shouldn't be too bad at all. Sunday sunny and 43. Yeah, we can certainly be more worse off than that. That is
agreed.
That's for sure. 45 degrees here at KVOE live and local. And our headlines this morning, a service of ESB Financial, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Happy Thanksgiving from your friends at ESB Financial. Well, the lights will shine brightly later on tonight at the David Trailer Zoo. That means it must be time for Happy Holidays in the Emporia Police Benefit Association Toy Drive. Pleased to be joined this morning by David Trailer Zoo Director Lisa Keith. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's feeling a lot like Christmas.
Yes, indeed.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. And Emporia Police Department, Brittany Jones is with us here this morning. Brittany, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning to all of you.
All right, Lisa, we have got fun activities coming up. So set the stage for what we will see at the zoo tonight.
Absolutely. We're inviting everyone to come down at 5 o'clock this evening for our Happy Holidays event and toy drive. We'll have several stations throughout the zoo, such things like the Elf Deck the Halls game. We'll also have a Santa sack sling, holiday trivia. That's always fun. And some winter animal Olympics that the kids can try out. Even the parents can join in. We'll also be serving hot chocolate while it lasts. And people will get a sneak peek of the triplet cotton top tamarins.
Very nice. So will there be any caroling tonight?
Oh, absolutely. The Emporia High School Chorale and Sarah Bays will be down here singing holiday favorites. We're super excited to have them. And we're also going to have the Emporia High School FFA, and they're going to be helping the kids make holiday cards for senior care homes.
Nice touch
here in the
right
local
there.
Area.
Well, Brittany, also tonight, Emporia Police Benefit Association Toy Drive, what are you asking people to bring?
Hi. Okay, so we're asking people to bring toys that are brand new in their original packaging. If we can leave them unwrapped, that would be preferred. Items that are always great to bring are stuff geared towards teenagers. Those are our biggest needs. So earbuds, speakers, headphones, even gift cards. But, of course, we'll always accept things for all the little, too.
I was going to ask about the older kids, too, because in drives like this, they do often wind up kind of feel like, well, what about us?
Right. And that's, and we have a large number of teenagers within the foster care system, unfortunately. So, like I said, those different things. But they also like things that everybody else's kids like, even if you were willing and generous enough, PlayStation 5 would be an awesome gift, or just different items like that. Even a makeup kit, magnifying mirror, anything like that would be wonderful.
So, yeah, where exactly do these toys go, Brittany? How do you distribute these?
Okay, so these toys, what's really cool is that they all get to stay locally, and we share whatever we do receive, including cash donations, that's split evenly between TFI Family Services and St. Francis Ministries, which we're happy to do. And I kind of get a unique perspective. So I've been doing the toy drive for about 8 or 9 years now, but I've actually became a foster parent last year. So I had some kiddos that were on the receiving side of this last year, and I can't tell you what a huge impact it made.
I was going to ask you about that, the impact that the drive can have here on a kid. And obviously you've got a window that some folks here across the community may not have on that when it comes to getting ready for the holidays and opening things up on Christmas.
Right. So a lot of these kids, they're just victims of circumstances that are totally out of their control. And to be able to give them something that brings them joy, because it may be their first Christmas without their parents in a new place. They may have not ever received gifts like this before or had an experience like this before. So it's really cool to see them light up and get really excited about something, even though they may be sad.
And Brittany Jones with the Emporia Police Department, the Emporia Police Benefit Association, holding a toy drive with Happy Holidays at the David Traylor Zoo tonight. Well, Lisa, let's get to the big happening tonight, and that is the light turning awning that will be happening. And who will get to flip the switch?
Yeah, so this year we have Rex and Debbie Williams who purchased the opportunity to flip the switch, and they're going to be joined by their children and then their grandchildren. So their grandson, Rhett, who's 7, will be our official flipper, and then he's going to have the support of his younger brother and sister, Callan and Beckett. So it'll be a great time, and I think they're super excited. I know Rhett is.
Well, I bet Rhett is. So how long has the light hanging process been here, Lisa, to get to the point to where we're at for tonight?
Well, you know, just as quick as Boo and the Zoo was over, the lights started to go up. And our horticulture crew that has the green thumb all summer long then becomes our holiday light crew. And they have the holiday music blaring, and they just start putting up lights. So those guys work so hard. So Josh Nelson, John Welsh, Lori Edie, Sierra Chestnut, Jesse Rudy, Danny Metcalf, and Cody Hayden, hats off to you guys, because I think it's going to be another banner year.
So how many feet of light or how many lights do we have hanging out there?
Well over 23,000 feet of light.
Well over 23,000.
So yeah. They couldn't give me an actual count, but we know it's well over 23,000 feet.
Well, we need a light counter. Come on.
We need a mileage counter is what we need.
So you mentioned, Lisa, the event starts at 5 o'clock tonight. And about what time we'll be turning those lights on, do you know?
Well, you know, when it gets dark enough, the choir's going to sing. When the choir's going to sing for about 20 to 30 minutes. So as soon as it gets dark enough, probably about 5:45 to 6, somewhere right in there, the lights will come on. We are going to have a drone that's going to be flying over this year to watch the lighting, so we'll be able to post that later. So it'll be a lot of fun, and we hope everybody comes down and brings a toy for the toy drive too. We're super excited to be a partner with them and to be able to support the community in that way.
So exactly, where in the zoo will all of this be taking place?
Well, it's going to be all over the zoo, but the lighting itself is going to be out on Zoo Road. And our toy drive will be happening right out front. So that's where you're going to be greeted by the Grinch and Buddy the Elf, just boom, right off the bat. Santa and elves and a gingerbread person's going to be running around. They're all going to have candy or snacks, so be sure you bring bags for your kiddos because you're going to need them to take everything home.
Ooh, you've been warned.
There you go. Great night. Well, thank you both, and we can't wait to see those lights shining brightly later tonight, Lisa.
Absolutely. Do you have time for a joke?
Let her rip,
we always
my friend.
Do.
Okay, are you sure you're ready? What are the strongest days of the week?
Strongest days of the week, okay.
Oh.
Saturday and Sunday, because all the others are weekdays. Have a great day.
See you later. Brittany, thanks.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Have a good day. Brittany Jones, the Emporia Police Department, and David Traylor Zoo Director Lisa Keith. Out of here with a bang right there. Happy holidays and a toy drive zoo tonight. 5 p.m. start time. KVOE Live and a local good morning. Let's get you qualified for a brand spanking new TV here this morning. How'd that be? That'd be good, Ron. Yeah, I know. Well, the Chiefs go down last night. Chances galore. Just couldn't capitalize. And Philadelphia comes with a 21-17 victory over KC last night. Well, let's see if we can't get you qualified for that 55-inch 4K LED smart TV, valued at over $500 from Triad Leasing. If you're attuned to our broadcast, Mitch Holtis and the gang last night, you heard a mystery player in the first half and another in the second. If you are caller number 9 this morning, caller 9, 620-342-5863, 342-5863, and can tell me who the mystery players were, you'll be qualified, and we'll hook you up with a Gambino's Pizza. Caller 9, good luck.
The holidays might bring people together, but so does pizza. This season, shop the selection of in-stock Uni.